What's your name?
The Cooper and Anthony Show.
So what I wanted to tell you about, I wanted to break some science myths. I wanted to play Mythbusters with you.
Okay.
Okay, now, Anthony, this one is perfect for you because you feel you don't let your children sit too close to the TV, right? Yet you can't figure out why you would do that. Right?
Right, because my parents yelled at me the whole time.
Right. So why? But what is it about sitting next to the TV?
It'll hurt your eyes.
Right. Right. It'll make your eyes go bad. You'll need glasses.
Okay, and that's what we've heard. So the fiction is that sitting too close to the TV is going to ruin your eyes. The fact is that it may cause some fatigue temporarily,
mm-hmm.
but no permanent damage. You can't damage your
so
eyes.
So there is something, though.
No, fatigue,
you
just like...
You said fatigue, so there is something, so I can tell them to back up.
Well, you can get eye fatigue from reading too much. If you sit and read for too much in bad light...
My kids won't be doing that.
Or if you don't have your glasses on, or if you have the wrong prescription, you can get eye fatigue.
Okay.
You know, students get it all the time, looking at the same blackboard the whole time.
Mm-hmm.
So you just, you know, you take a break, take a nap, you're better. But nothing permanent's going to happen to you.
Okay.
Now, you've heard before that if you fall into quicksand, you're going to be sucked under and die.
Yeah.
Yes, that's true. I saw that on Bugs Bunny.
No. You're going to sink up to your waist. That's about it.
Why?
I don't know. That's what the science says.
Okay, but if you sink up to your waist, why wouldn't you sink all the way? Is quicksand not that deep?
It's not that deep. That's about all it goes.
Okay.
Really?
All quicksand.
It's never that deep. Yeah, and you'll ruin your shoes. Which, you know, for me...
Can you get out?
I don't know. Sure. Yes. I'm going to say yes.
Okay.
You can get out of quicksand. No problem. Sure. Of course you can. You just grab a vine.
Mm-hmm. Or have your horse come to the edge and pull you out like
exactly.
I've seen in movies.
Okay. Exactly. Grab the horse's tail, you know,
yep.
That kind of thing. Now, the Earth's rotation causes... bathtubs, sinks, and toilets to drain clockwise in the northern hemisphere
mm-hmm.
and counterclockwise in the southern
that
hemisphere.
That is true.
That's correct.
You've heard that, right?
Yes.
Well, no. They can go either way in either hemisphere. The shape of the basin and the direction of the incoming flow, they overwhelm the minuscule effect of planetary spin.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Especially with one of those really like high, especially if you go to Europe and they have those real high tech where you pull the chain and it flushes like, yeah.
How does that go?
Ah. You ever have one of those flushes?
That's perfect. He said science right in the perfect spot.
It was perfect. Now, Benjamin Franklin's kite was struck by lightning. We've all heard that, right?
Yep.
Right, and that's when he discovered electricity.
No, not true. No, that's fiction. The fact is... the kite picked up electricity from the air, causing an arc between Franklin's hand and a key tied to the end of the string. Just like that. But it wasn't struck by lightning. That's not what happened, really.
Really?
No.
So
yeah,
they've been lying to us the whole time.
Lying.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Now, a penny dropped from the top of a skyscraper, you've heard that can kill somebody.
Oh, it'll go right through your skull and kill you.
Yeah, no. It couldn't pick up enough velocity to kill.
Really?
It'll bang you up a little. I mean, you know, you'll get banged
on
the head. Yeah, you'll feel it, but
it's
you can't kill somebody.
So you'd be like, "Ow, stupid kids!"
No, you'd have to drop a girl named Penny, if you want to kill somebody.
off the Empire State Building. If it nailed you right in the head, it wouldn't go through your skull and kill you.
No.
Wow.
No.
But you'd feel it.
You'd feel it.
Or leave a bruise.
How about the girl that fell off the and? Named Penny. Would you feel that?
Yeah,
you'd feel that. That's what I'm saying. She could pick up enough velocity.
Okay, good.
You know, or if not, then you know, you've killed her, throwing her off.
But the penny doesn't have enough mass.
Right.
Because there's some sort of scientific formula, both mass and velocity and
exactly.
things like that.
Exactly, and that's what the science-y people are telling you right here. You like that part. Now, we've already talked about this, how swimming... after you eat is going to cause cramps.
Yeah, you'll die.
20 minutes.
If you sink.
I love how all these you'll die. Quicksand, you'll die.
Yes, a
penny
you'll
die. It's all about death.
If you go swimming less than an hour after you've eaten, instant death.
Yeah, you'll get a cramp and you'll sink.
Right.
If you flush the toilet in Europe and it goes the wrong way, you'll die.
No, that's the only one where you won't die from.
Oh, you won't die?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, that's not true. There's a very slight risk of a cramp only if you're a vigorous swimmer. And that's only a slight risk of a cramp, possibly, maybe.
So all the time my parents wouldn't let me swim after I've eaten, they've been wrong.
Yeah, they didn't read the right science books.
I could have been swimming the whole time.
Right. It's one of those myths that we grew up believing that absolutely has no scientific evidence
behind
it.
I'm still going to tell my kids, wait 20 minutes.
Don't tell them that. See, that's the problem, that we
keep
those myths.
You got to keep it
going. No, you got to keep it going.
You got to perpetuate the myth.
Exactly. You want it to stop with this generation? No, it's got to continue.
Well, in that case, why don't you make it even weirder? Like, I don't know, add something else to it that would really freak them out.
The Loch Ness Monster will smell the food on your breath and eat you.
Exactly.
That's what, yeah.
That's the rest of it.
That's right. What I would tell my
That's
kid.
What you should say.
Sharks sense food. Eaten.
In your tummy, freshly eaten. Yeah,
exactly.
They're coming right after you, especially if you're in an ocean. They're going to eat you.
Right.
Yeah, at least make it worth their while.
See, I told you, here it comes. Get out of the water.
Now, the other, one of the other facts that we posed as facts that we keep hearing is that a drunken teenager can tip over a sleeping cow.
I've seen it happen.
He's from South Dakota.
You've seen cow tippers?
I've cow tipped.
No, you have not.
Yes. And the cows do not like it.
I would think they wouldn't like it. Yeah.
But here's the thing, though. The cow wasn't asleep. It was just kind of like resting. Because if I'm correct, I believe cows actually sleep lying down.
Well, I think that's one of the problems with it also. But now, you've seen one person tip over an entire cow themselves?
Oh, no. It took a whole bunch of us to do it.
That's right.
Yeah.
That is the problem.
Was that a typical Friday night in South Dakota?
Yeah, and
is
you can
that
only use one hand because you're holding the beer with your other.
Yeah, see, scientists, yeah, exactly.
All right, let's go for the brown one tonight. Yeah.
Now you just made a very good point, because cows sleep lying down. That's one of the reasons why it's not true.
Right.
And it would take several semi-sober people and a paralyzed cow.
So it can be done.
I wouldn't recommend it.
Yeah, but what people
mad?
Think...
They don't like it at all.
Yeah, they don't like it.
Do they chase you?
No, but they curse at you.
Well, Anthony, would you like being pushed over?
I don't know. I'm asking. I've never seen it done.
You're tired. You're standing there. You just ate a bunch of grass.
Right.
You're trying to digest it all.
And here comes Chad, his drunken
buddy. And some drunk teenager comes running at you and pushes you over. You think you'd like that very much?
But he got us in the end, though. We stepped in, you know.
Oh
see, yeah. See, that's the other thing.
You deserved it.
And so my 76 Volare station wagon smelled like cow poo.
It's karma.
And the cows were laughing the whole time.
Like Earl, it's karma.
It was.
Right. And they go do something nice for that cow.
You got to put him on your list.
I put him on a bun.
Plain.
Not on a list. I'll put him on a bun and I'll wear him.